flaming red hair. John Kelly was captain of a wagon train to Oregon. In his later years, one of his favorite stories was about an incident that occurred the first week out on the Oregon Trail.
Well, now, there was a woman driving a team in a wagon. And for company, she'd brought along her niece. Now, he's only about 100 miles from Missouri when the woman died. There's no reason for it. She just up and died. The niece was left completely alone. Now, the girl was young, horribly scatterbrained, rather homely, too. And none of the single men had had anything to do with her. Her only attribute seemed to be the beautiful head of bright red hair that she possessed. It hung in tight curls over her shoulders and down to the middle of her back. Well, we crossed into Indian country with a girl driving her aunt's team. And one day, an Indian hunting party appeared. They showed no signs of hostility, and I allowed them to ride alongside and keep us company. There was one Indian mounted on a magnificent black horse who dropped back and rode beside the red-haired girl. And he stared at her, but never uttered a word. I wondered, did he see her as a beautiful goddess? I don't know. But the men, the same ones who had shunned her, now made objections. They told the lovesick brave they did not want him courting one of their women and expelled him from the wagon train. Well, the girl watched her admirer ride over the ridge and commented to one of the women that all she wanted was a man who would worship her. Well, that evening, the Indian reappeared at the edge of camp. He and his horse stood still as a granite statue. A long moment passed, and then the girl went running to him. The Indian reached for her and swung her up behind him. The coal black horse whirled and galloped away.
Kelly concluded by saying that at the top of the rise, the girl turned back towards the circle of wagons and she waved. And that, he said, was the last anyone saw of the girl with the flaming red hair.